Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, you know, we are now getting ready for flu season. So I'm getting ready for Halloween, but this month is a good month to get your flu shot. And I know if you're like, oh, I don't want to hear about the shot, Dahlia. I don't want to hear about any more vaccines. Well, this is interesting. There's a survey, and about 44% of Americans surveyed in this survey, I think it was from the National Foundation for Infectious Disease, they said they're not planning on getting the flu shot. 44%, which is kind of a little less than previous years, but still a pretty large amount. And so I find that fascinating because you would think with what happened with COVID, more people would want to protect themselves from flu, or they'd be used to getting a shot where those who were never flu shotters, like, you know what, I got the COVID vaccine, I did okay, so why the hell not? I'll get the flu shot. So I found it interesting that after everything we've been through and everything we've done and all the, you know, kind of forcings of the shot, I find it kind of interesting that, nah, that people still have a lack of enthusiasm for the flu shot. Now, there were studies that showed that those of us who got a flu shot in 2019 seemed to do better when it came to COVID. Now, maybe it's because the COVID and flu were competing. Maybe our immune system was up and ready to go. And I don't know. Maybe it's because we didn't get double COVID, double flu. But a lot of us who got our flu vaccine, we ended up actually doing pretty good. But I find this interesting with this study. They looked at 1,000 U.S. adults. It was commissioned by the National Foundation for Infectious Disease and said 60% of Americans are kind of on board, but 44% were unsure about or just not planning, not feeling it. And so this was one of the side effects I told you guys about when we're looking at mandates, where when you do public health, you have to be careful what you wish for. I'm forgetting what the analogy is, where we try to make so many short-term gains that we forget about the long game. It's like, you know, using your running back and getting them injured just to score on one drive, but not having him able to be able to, you know, finish out the game or the season. Okay? You know, we can't do that. And so when I am a big fan of public health. I am a big fan of eradicating diseases and protecting our underserved populations and these countries who are at risk. I'm a big fan of it. And being a big fan, I think a lot of my opinions seem to get misconstrued because they go, oh, you know, she's anti-mandate. So she's anti-public health. And I go, no. I'm anti-mandate because I'm pro-public health. Well, how is that? Well, let's talk about the homeschooling. All right. A lot of parents are not liking what's going on in terms of California and any eligible child who is supposed to get a vaccine should get a vaccine for in-person schooling. So then what is the unintended consequence? Well, I'm hearing the parents are going to pull their kids out of school. If they pull their kids out of school, then they might not have the incentive to vaccinate with the other vaccines. Okay, remember, I'm pro-vaccines. I want kids to get their pediatric vaccinations. You start to mandate something like COVID when parents aren't ready. They're like, you know what, to heck with that. I'm pulling my kid out. They're going to get nothing. Same thing with flu. All right? I want people to be accepting of the flu shot. I want people excited. I want people to get themselves protected for the flu. yet we might have just fatigued them and just beat them up so bad over this COVID and this mandate and this you'll lose your job, you'll not lose your job, your immunity's waning, so now you got to get a booster, that all of a sudden the flu shot comes and they're going, you know, I'm done. Okay? I mean, you know, it's the long game. It's the long haul. I'm looking at the season. I'm looking at the championship. I'm not just looking at this one drive or this one down. I want to know. I'm sorry about the football analogies. I love football. Okay, sorry. Okay, I have to look at the long game. And so I want people using getting their flu shot. I want people protecting themselves against the flu. But if we are going to do what we did to Americans and the flu like we did with COVID, you're just going to lose people. You know, you have to engage them. We've spoken about engagement. I talked about the three E's. You know, you got to engage people, then you can educate them, and then you can enlist them. So you have to engage somebody by going, look, I hear you. You know, it seems like a lot of vaccines. I understand that you probably have an immunity to COVID because you were exposed. You know, this is why the current studies are showing the vaccine immunity is stronger than natural, even though now studies are looking flipped with this latest one showing the Pfizer efficacy dropped down to 20% at 6 months overall, still stayed strong to prevent severe hospitalization and death. So if you want to engage somebody, show you're listening. But if you're going to be like, do it my way or the highway, you lose them. So flu kills every year. And I really fear that after this whole COVID debacle, people are going to be like, I've put too many vaccines in my body. You have people that really think we've been using too many vaccines. Is there such a thing as too many vaccines? I don't know. I can't say. I don't know. So, you know, I would say based on our pediatric vaccine program, you could give a kid a crap load of vaccines and they seem fine. But I get deep down in the back of our minds, people are like, wait a second, what about natural immunity? So my only answer to that is in the olden days, people died. In the olden days, you know, people died of polio. They died of tetanus. We had a family member die of tetanus. So hell yeah, I get the tetanus shot. Polio scares the hell out of me. See, I don't want any of those diseases. I don't want hepatitis. I don't want HPV. I don't want a lot of these diseases. But I understand that the trade-off is I might not be building some natural immunity. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. I want a new job.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Alright guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the World Health Organization recommends a groundbreaking malaria vaccine for children at risk called the RTSS/ASO1. And they are recommending widespread use of this malaria vaccine among children in sub-Saharan Africa and in other regions with moderate to high P. falciparum malaria transmission. The recommendation is based on results from an ongoing pilot program in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi, and has reached more than 800,000 children since 2019. They say it's a historic moment. The long-awaited malaria vaccine for children is a breakthrough for child health and malaria control. Using this vaccine on top of existing tools to prevent malaria could save tens of thousands of young lives each year. So malaria still remains a primary cause of childhood death and in sub-Saharan Africa. More than 260,000 African children under the age of 5 die from malaria a year. So they say, according to the World Health Organization, WHO and its partners have been reporting a stagnation in progress against the disease. For centuries, they say malaria has stalked sub-Saharan Africa. We have long hoped for an effective malaria vaccine, but now for the first time, we have a vaccine recommended for widespread use. It offers a glimmer of hope for the continent, which shoulders the heaviest burden of the disease. Based on the advice of two World Health Organization global advisory bodies, one for immunization and the other for malaria, they recommend that this be provided in four doses in children from 5 months of age. So, you know, I think we are at a point where we can do a lot, and I like the fact that we do. It's very difficult to be in the sciences and say, look, we should stop. We're doing too much. I think these are things where if we have the knowledge and we have the power to help, we do. On the flip side, I understand that people are out there going, you know, you're messing with God, you're messing with nature, you're messing with the natural evolution of things. That's very difficult for any of us, especially who were moms. You know, I don't want to see hundreds of thousands of kids die. And that's just in sub-Saharan Africa. We're not talking about all over the world. And malaria is very often fatal. And how this is so sneaky is because mosquitoes carry it. And so you could be fine. You could be like, look, I'm social distancing. I'm wearing a mask. That mosquito doesn't care. It'll find you and give it to you if it picked it up from an infected person. When you get malaria, you get high fever, shaking chills, flu-like illness. The fever can come cyclical. And the malaria parasite, there's a few different types, the falciparum, the vivax, oval, malariae. And then there's also Nolesi, which is a type of malaria that naturally infects macaques in Southeast Asia, also infects humans. And we have malaria in the U.S., about 2,000 cases, not to the degree that we have to start vaccinating people. But usually the cases are those in travelers, immigrants, returning from parts of the world where malaria transmission occurs. Now, globally, the World Health Organization said in 2019, 229 million cases occurred. That's just in 1 year. 409,000 people died, most of them children. So it's a female mosquito in the Anopheles genus. And the Anopheles mosquitoes will transmit malaria because of the suck-blow mechanism, right? They'll suck blood, a previous meal from another person. Then when they land on you, they give it to you when they kind of blow in an anesthetic so you don't realize they're there. And then some of the parasites can transmit into you. 1 week later, when the mosquito takes its next blood meal, these parasites mix with the mosquito saliva. They inject into a person being bitten. And the malaria parasite is found in red blood cells of an infected person. So malaria can also be transmitted through blood transfusion, organ transplant, sharing needles. It shouldn't be contagious, though. You shouldn't be able to give it to somebody like a cold or flu. It needs a vector. It's not supposed to be sexually transmitted, per se. But any one of us could get it. And it is life-threatening. The Plasmodium falciparum, one of the most common types, causes severe and life-threatening malaria. It's very common in many countries in Africa, south of the Sahara, sub-Saharan, as we said. And when people get it, they're very likely to die. Now, we do have, some very classic symptoms to identify. We have testing as well. You're going to look like you have the flu, shaking, chills, headache, muscle aches, tiredness, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Again, very similar to COVID. Malaria can also cause anemia, and jaundice cause yellow coloring of the skin. And then the infection could also cause kidney failure, seizures, mental confusion, coma, and death. So how quickly will these symptoms show? Sometimes not. Sometimes it could take up to 4 weeks after infection. The incubation period could be long. Sometimes people could get sick within a week. I'm reading from the CDC. Sometimes a year later, they could fall ill. You have relapsing malaria from the vivax and oval species. They said they've had people where they were sick, where the parasite lived in the liver for months to about 4 years after being bit. So we do have ways to test you. We do have medications, but it's kind of one of those things. We have these anti-malarial drugs. In fact, we'll even give people anti-malarial drugs as prevention so that they hopefully don't get it. And it's one of those things where I'm amazed at what we've been able to do, and I think that's fantastic. But it's just, I feel like, you know, after this, there's going to be something else. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So more bad news for the Moderna vaccine, but Denmark and Sweden have decided to halt its use in those under 30 years old. Why? The myocarditis risk. So Moderna mRNA vaccine is called Spikevax over there. And anybody born after the year 1990 are told to get the Pfizer one instead. Now, interestingly, this comes 5 days after Swedish officials urged only half dose of the Spikevax be used as boosters for people living in special housing for the elderly, people with home care, anybody over 80 years old. Others who are at high risk could get a full dose. But they were already, you know, just a few days ago saying we might have to do half dose of this for the booster. Now, this also follows recently what Ontario, Canada did. In Ontario, Canada, they stopped using Moderna for male adolescents. But according to the Danish Health Authority, they said in the preliminary data, there's a suspicion of an increased risk of heart inflammation when vaccinated with Moderna. It refused the data from a yet unpublished Nordic study, which would now be sent to the European Medicines Agency for further assessment. Final data expected in a month. So Denmark, Sweden, Ontario, Canada, you know, people ask, when would America, you know, put a warning or tell young men not to get it? Well, I would say do it now, but America's not having the same numbers of cases as they are in these other countries. In Canada, they found it to happen one every 5,000 cases after a second dose of Moderna. We're not seeing that here. In America, they said they only had a handful of cases. They had 1,500 reports of it after they kind of gleaned out and investigated only 892 count, and that's out of millions of shots. Now, the CDC, though, does have a plan. Anybody that did report myocarditis, they are going to get a call or an email. Please fill out whatever information, because I really am afraid of the underreporting. If somebody tells the CDC to go, you know, malaria off, they're not going to, you know, we're not going to hear of the data. So we need to know, you know, is anybody having long-term consequences? We're being told that if you do get myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, it's mild, it's transitory, you're fine. So I'd like to know that. We do know that long-term COVID, or COVID that affects the heart long-term, you know, might not be transitory. That could be chronic. But if you do get a letter or a phone call or whatever, you know. But, I do find it very interesting that myocarditis, by the way, chest pain, shortness of breath, fever, fatigue, body aches, nausea, you know, vomiting, diarrhea, joint pain, abnormal heart rate, palpitations, those are signs of myocarditis. Anything like that, whether you got the vaccine or not, make sure you see a doctor, get yourself checked out. But it is interesting that countries are already kind of halting it for young people, and we haven't yet. But like I said, our numbers are way lower. I don't know why. You know, I mean, somebody having chest pain and shortness of breath, they're going to go get seen. I don't really see a parent, you know, or a young person not getting checked out. Well, we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect in the North Texas high school shooting remains behind bars. Timothy Simpkins is currently in police custody with a $75,000 bond after his arrest on aggravated assault charges yesterday. On Wednesday, several Republican governors toured the border in Texas. This included Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, who joined Fox Business and explained why governors have introduced their 10-point plan to deal with the surge of illegal immigrants.
So we put forward this common sense 10-point plan that we would hope that the Biden administration would adopt. He can do it without congressional action. They're itemized. They're very clear.
The plan includes trying to stop the practice of releasing illegal immigrants into the United States after giving them an immigration hearing date. This is USA Radio News. The first-time unemployment numbers are released on Thursday.
The Labor Department is reporting Americans seeking first-time jobless benefits fell last week for the first time in about a month. Thursday's report claims the labor market continued its recovery amid declining COVID-19 cases. Initial filings dropped 38,000 from the prior week's level of 364,000. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is discussing the upcoming flu season. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says flu shots are extremely safe for everyone, including pregnant women.
So we do have extraordinary safety data that has allowed us for all sorts of vaccines to find very small needles in haystacks when they occur. We've seen extraordinary safety with the flu vaccines in pregnancy.
The CDC once again this year urging everyone to get their flu shot as soon as possible. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I told you guys about my medical school days. You know, getting into medical school was not easy. Luckily, the competition wasn't as fierce for me then as it is now. Competition is pretty fierce. And so I counsel a lot of pre-med students, and these pre-med students are awesome. Man, I have no worries about the future of medicine in terms of who's administering them, because these pre-med students, as well as so many DO students and MD students I've taught over the years, I love them all. Any of them could be my doctor. So I am very excited about what's coming around the bend. The problem is the students aren't that excited. Students aren't that excited about what they're facing because there's a lot of competition. And I think last year there were 900,000 applications submitted to medical schools. Now, mind you, 53,000 students made those 900,000 because you don't just apply to one school, you apply to multiple. But of those 53,000 students that applied and put in thousands of applications, only about 22,000 got spots. So it's pretty competitive. The problem with that competition is there could be a bad school out there, and that bad school will keep filling. That bad school, you would think if a school stinks, you know, and is not teaching students and all that, that, you know, people would just, you know, the word would get out and they'd be like, okay, we need to avoid it. But I'm hearing from many students that some schools I think are absolutely amazing, you know, but I'm hearing from some students that they're like, they just don't care. They need to get in. The problem is, which we've talked about, is suicide rate, depression, anxiety. I have seen students throughout the country go to schools who just ruined them. I mean, I don't understand how academia has that power, but I mean, and if you have a choice, and a lot of you guys do have a choice, you need to exercise that choice. Now, it's very difficult to do your research of medical schools because you can't ask the medical school. You know, if you ask the medical school, look, you know, do some of your students want to kill themselves? They're not going to, you know, I mean, they'll say no. You know, if you say, you know, look, does your faculty actually care? They'll say, yeah, the faculty cares. You know, if you say, look, are some of your numbers inflated? You know, did you play around with the numbers? You know, if you ask any of those questions, you don't get accepted. So you have to do some research. And so I've been for years asked, how do you know if a school is a good school or a bad school? Well, I think there's a lot of signs, okay? And just like a relationship, you have to kind of extrapolate things, you know, where if you see signs of something, it kind of gives you a clue that maybe they don't care about you. So I've been to campuses where, wow, there's tons of study facilities. There's outdoor quad areas. They allow so much room and so much light and energy and windows and things like that, that when you see a school that's pretty kind of, I don't know, blocked up and just more, I don't know what the word for it is, warehousey, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, was it a school that was just built inexpensively, or is this the school that understands learning? You know, if I'm going to run a medical school, I want to make sure my students get some sunlight. I want to make sure my students get some windows. I went to UNR. UNR had an amazing quad. They had this open area that we would go to, even in the snow, because you want to go outside. You want to be outside. And so, you know, that's, to me, you know, just one of those things where, you know, huh, that's kind of interesting, you know? And UNR, older medical school, but not as old as some of them back east, you really kind of need outdoors, things like that. Food, okay? You know, where's the food? Where's access to food? For those of us in medical school, when I was in school and you had to dissect, we had to, like, be there in the middle of the night. Now, I'm not expecting there to be a cafeteria, but it really does help knowing that there's food or ways I could bring in food and things like that, because nourishment is important. A lot of students don't take care of themselves, so you want to make sure. Another sign is how many clinical psychologists support faculty are there. Depending on the class size, you need ample of those people. And many times students will go to faculty because there's not enough psychologists. Well, you know, those are signs that, one, a lot of students need help, or two, again, they're not spending the money where they should. Trying to figure out if students are unhappy is always difficult, because whenever you do a tour of a school, they're going to pick, you know, somebody in student government or somebody who, you know, is really, really happy and who enjoys administration and kind of enjoys the, you have the student side and then you got the other side. And so many of those people bridge and they really know how to navigate both sides. But if you're not going to be one of those people, you need to kind of know really how people are feeling, because medical school is never awesome and fun and happy. Medical school is rough. I mean, medical school's rough, you know? So, you know, if a student goes, look, you know, it's tough, I'm not going to lie about it, but man, I love the professors. or, you know, man, they know my name. They, you know, they reach out to me. They're available to me. That's what you want to hear. You don't want to hear somebody go, oh, I love the school. There's message boards like Student Doctor Network. I love Student Doctor Network. The problem is you could see the plants. You could see somebody starts to rip on a school, and all of a sudden somebody goes, oh, I love the school. That school is really, really good. That's not a way a medical student talks. So a lot of schools will put plants on these things to try to steer away because schools have to make money. So you have to be careful with some of the message boards unless you really, really kind of know who's posting. I think a big sign of a red flag is parking. If your school that you want to go to, or a business, if you're applying, you know, for a job, if they have crap parking, well, do they care about you coming to the job? Do they care about you, you know, getting to where you need to go and being able what you do? You know, I mean, I've heard from students across the United States where they belong to a place, one, that charges them for parking. Don't they already charge enough tuition? But two, that you know, they have to be there for an exam and there's no parking. Well, you know, so those are like little signs. Another thing that people always ask me is DO versus MD. Should you go for an MD school versus a DO school? Me, I like both philosophies. In fact, I love the DO philosophy, being married to a chiropractor. So to me, it doesn't matter. MD versus DO, if you like the philosophy, allopathic versus osteopathic, you got to go for what you love. So MD versus DO, to me, doesn't matter. In terms of large class size versus small class size, I went to UNR. UNR, we had about 53 students in the class. Man, we got to deliver babies. We got to put in catheters. We got to take out gallbladders. We did everything as medical students. Yet medical schools with larger class sizes, if they don't have enough faculty, then students aren't getting a lot of one-on-one. I met some residents who never did a pap smear as a medical student. How is that possible? In medical school, you're supposed to do that. Well, if they came from large class sizes and there's not enough patients or, you know, clinical faculty, things get missed. So big class sizes are great and that you could maybe get in, which you want to do. You want to get into school. But if you have a choice between a smaller class size and a larger class size, find out if those larger class size students get to actually do things. Or is it because they're rotating with so many people that all they get to do is watch? Those are some things, you know, to look at. Another red flag is, and I'm not saying that the school is bad, but in terms of the school is being overwhelmed, is virtual rotation timing. A lot of medical schools got their students back in summer of 2020, and there were some schools that were still doing virtual training deep into 2021. Well, that could be a sign, not so much of school mismanagement, but because you don't have a community that is there to support the medical students. Again, you as a medical student, you need to be able to learn. You need to be able to do, you know, be able to do things and get one-on-one. So those are some things. Don't pay inflated tuition. You don't have to. All right? So keep the questions coming. I love them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech SE have asked the FDA to expand emergency use of the COVID-19 vaccine now to include kids down to 5 years old. When the vaccine was originally authorized for use by the FDA December 2020, it was only emergency authorized at the time for 16 and older. Then it got its full approval, and then it had an emergency approval expand down to age 12 and older in May. Well, actually, the emergency expansion went to 12, and then it got its full approval later in the summer. The FDA is planning to move quickly and has a meeting tentatively scheduled to discuss the matter on October 26th for kids between the age of 5 and 11. Officials are expected to make a decision, which would make 28 million kids eligible between Halloween and Thanksgiving. Some parents are eagerly awaiting the authorization. Some are hoping and stalling because they don't want to be, you know, feel forced to get the vaccine. The death rate is less than 0.008%. More children die of car accidents, drownings, things like that, sadly. But we had about 561 deaths reported since COVID started. And we have had hospitalizations of kids, long-term effects. So I get why, you know, COVID did affect more kids than flu. So I get why a vaccine being available is something we need to do. I just don't think we need to force it, but that's obviously debatable. So according to clinicaltrials.gov, Pfizer studying younger children works similarly to the way it did in older children and adults. A total of 4,500 younger kids aged 6 months and older were enrolled at nearly 100 clinical trial sites in 26 U.S. states, Finland, Poland, Spain. Of those children, 2,200 were between the ages of 5 and 11. About half of those in the 5 to 11 group were given two doses 21 days apart. The other half were given placebo shots. So this was tested on basically about 1,100 kids. The team then tested the safety, tolerability, and immune response generated by the vaccine by measuring antibody levels in the young subjects. According to Daily Mail, Pfizer said it had selected lower doses of the COVID-19 vaccine trials in children than what they gave to teenagers and adults. Now, those aged 12 and older get 230 microgram doses. Children between 5 and 11 are going to get 10 microgram doses. Kids 6 months to 4 years received 3 microgram doses. They say, unlike the larger clinical trial conducted in adults, the pediatric trial did not measure efficacy by comparing the number of COVID cases among the vaccine group to the number in the placebo group. Why? Not enough time. They just started studying it. I mean, they don't have a year or two. That would help. Instead, scientists looked at levels of neutralizing antibodies in young vaccine recipients compared to levels of those seen in adults. The companies expect data on how well the vaccine works in children between ages 2 and 5 and between 6 months and 2 years of age by the end of the year. So, you know, we are very shocked at why there hasn't been a lot of discussion about natural antibodies. And a recent study just came out. In fact, it just came out today. And it looks at the anti-COVID receptor binding domain antibody and how it's evolved after an mRNA vaccine. And they examined our memory B cells 5 months after vaccination with either Moderna or Pfizer. In this cohort of people who were virgins to COVID. Between prime and boost, memory B cells produce antibodies that evolve, increasing the neutralizing activity, stopping the virus. But they said there was no further increase in potency or breadth thereafter. Instead, they said memory B cells that emerged 5 months after vaccination of naive individuals express antibodies that are similar to those that dominate the initial response. They said individual memory antibodies selected over time by natural infection gave greater potency and breadth than antibodies elicited by vaccination. The overall neutralizing potency of plasma is greater following vaccination. So they say these results suggest that boosting vaccinated individuals with currently available mRNA vaccines will increase the plasma neutralizing activity but may not produce antibodies with the equivalent breadth to those obtained by vaccinating convalescent individuals. So what they're talking about is when they looked at people who were vaccinated, virgins, you know, to COVID, the those who actually got COVID and convalesced while vaccinated was better than just virgins getting the boosters. So time and time again, we're hearing that we need some natural immunity. And honestly, I'm not allowed to say, go get COVID. I don't want you guys to go get COVID because I don't trust this sucker. I don't trust what happened in China. I don't trust why it causes you to not smell for multiple months. So I don't want you getting it. But if you do have, if you did get COVID and you were exposed and you do have antibodies, I just don't know why it doesn't count. Why don't we let it count? So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So parents are concerned. And the National Association of School Boards wants to stop these school board meetings that have gotten out of hand. I find them very entertaining. I find them very enlightening because it's really interesting to hear parents' concerns. My kids are grown up, and I know how I thought when my kids were really young, but it's interesting to hear, you know, how parents think. But sadly, the school board, the people who work on the school boards don't like it. Because the majority of the time, it's people who say that, you know, they're going to fire them, they hate them, you better watch out. And sometimes people are pretty threatening. So Biden is apparently, quote unquote, weaponizing, according to House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, the DOJ, to target parents who are coming to these meetings as they are a form of domestic terrorism. Now, this is, we're supposed to be able to assemble peacefully. We should be able to share our point of view. What happens at these meetings do get a little rough, and that's why there's security there. But it's a sign that you have a good number of people who disagree with leadership and management. And what happens with these school board meetings is somebody very cold sits behind the microphone and goes, please stop clapping. We'll have security send you out. We're going to cut off the mic. You know, I mean, if I was a school board trustee member, I'm like, I hear you. Okay, I want to hear from the next one. Guys, just share. Tell us what's going on. We want to listen. But it's not like that. And they know, these parents know that it's on deaf ears and that the school board is still going to vote for mandates and all sorts of other things. And so it's getting heated and getting more heated. But the big concern people have is the government is calling parents, in a way, domestic terrorists. And it's, you know, these are, parents should have a right to, you know, help. I mean, we aren't talking about one parent. We're not talking about one parent that just wants to take the whole, you know, school curriculum and throw it out. We are talking about, and it's hard to tell if they're a majority or not, because there's, you know, the rooms are packed full. And, you know, they're like, look, you know, why can't we do this better or do this different, or why can't there be choice? And so we see this power that's starting to be wielded by our government, and we don't see this sort of, I mean, I'm worried about terrorists coming across the border. And, you know, being, you know, posing as refugees while the families are being held at knife point so these people do what they say. I'm worried about that, and it just doesn't seem like we're putting that same attention. I don't know. There's really a misconnect here. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.